call item 1180.
1180, appoint Elizabeth Fouts to the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Board of Trustees for a term to expire December 31, 2020.
Well, good morning, colleagues. The reason I've pulled this item is, as you know, it is the policy of my office to actually not put appointments on consent agenda, and I'm not still not entirely clear how that happens, so I apologize for the confusion. But the important thing is today we have Ms. Fouts here, who is being appointed, and we have Sam Hutchison, who's the director of FPDNR, here to introduce the appointment. Thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioners. Sam Hutchison, Bureau Director of FPDNR. The Board of Trustees for the FPDNR consists of five members, one which is the mayor or the mayor's designee. We have a fire representative, a police representative, and two citizen representatives. The citizen representatives are appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the city council. Ms. Fouts, who I'll formally introduce here in just a minute, was selected by work with Dan Saltzman's office and then vetted with the mayor's office, and the mayor has presented her for your approval. I'll go ahead and let Elizabeth Fouts here give her just a little bit of background on her history and why she'd like to be a board trustee.
Thank you so much.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Fouts. I'm an attorney with 17 years of legal experience and a Portland resident. I have worked for the Standard since 2008, and I currently manage the transactional legal teams for our insurance services group as well as our asset management group side of the business. I've experienced working with retirement plans as well as disability and life insurance, and I'd be happy to serve as a trustee for the fire and police disability and death benefit plan. I'd like to serve the city as well as our hardworking police and firefighters. And thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Any questions? Commissioner Fritsch?
Could you just explain to people at home what does the board do?
The board oversees the fund as well as sets the policy for the Bureau. And they also approve the budget and the fund's budget and the payout. This is a unique situation to where the city charter has given power to the Board of Trustees to oversee the fund and oversee FPDNR. We pay out approximately, $150 million per year in benefits, both retirement and disability benefits. We do that through a tax levy to which you approve, but the board is the one who we put the budget together. The board approves the budget. The board approves the tax levy that we need, and then it is passed on to you. So I, as a bureau director, look to them for guidance as far as policy and direction to go with what we do in the Bureau. I also work with Commissioner Saltzman as my commissioner in charge, but mostly they're the ones who oversee the direction that the fund is run and how the Bureau is operated.
So the fund for police and fire disability and retirement is paid by property taxes as we go, correct?
Correct.
So there isn't any... there'd never be a claim to the Standard, for example, for a life insurance policy for police and fire.
No, there's no life. This is the only benefits we offer are retirement and disability, and then we offer survivor benefits to surviving spouses and children.
Paid directly by the fund rather than by an outside insurance.
Right. Yes.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions or discussion? Is there any public testimony on this item?
Mr. Walsh on a test.
Great. All right. You can cool your heels for a little bit. We'll hear from Mr. Walsh.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We were going to pull this item exactly, I think, why you pulled it, Mayor. We like the idea of introducing the appointees, the commissions and committees. I'd like to get to know them a little bit. I realize it's difficult to do that, but we commend you for doing it, for pulling this item and introducing the people and why they want to serve on a committee. And when you take it, at a consent agenda and put it on regular business, you allow somebody like Commissioner Fritz to ask questions about it. And she asked most of the questions that I would have asked. So, again, this is good news. We commend you for pulling it. And we hope in the future that when it's possible that all of you who appoint people on commissions, bring them in and celebrate them. You know, they should be celebrated. They don't get any money. So we got to do something for them. At least acknowledge them and say thank you. You know, because you're going to get criticized. You don't even get paid. At least when you guys get criticized, you get paid anyway. So we really like the volunteers and we really like staff. So again, we commend you on that. And it's nice to say something positive for a change.
Very good. Carla, please call the roll.
Udaly?
I don't know where that woman went. I was. Okay. Well.
She's in the back.
All right. Congratulations and. Oh, there. Joe. Yeah. And thank you for your service. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for serving. My policy when I'm suggesting appointments is if the person who's being appointed wants to come, then we put it on the regular agenda. If not, we put it on consent so that we don't ask them to volunteer their time again. I'm very pleased to see a second woman serving on the Board of Trustees, and I hope we're developing folks in the pipeline so that our Board of Trustees can also reflect the diversity in our community in other ways. Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish.
Yeah, let me echo the words of my colleagues and thank you for stepping up and serving. And we're also very grateful that the Standard is such a major employer in our city, has chosen to stay in our city, and in fact is across the street from us. So welcome. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Ms. Fouts, for your willingness to serve. And I also wanted to recognize her predecessor in this position, Justin Delaney, who has served as one of the public trustees since at least 2006, when voters approved major reforms to the FPD in our system, and he helped to see those reforms into place that we exist with today. So thank you for your service, Justin Delaney, and thank you, Ms. Fouts. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I'm thrilled with this appointment. And Ms. Fouts, I just have to add my name to the list of well-wishers. This is a very, very complicated position to which you're being appointed, and it requires somebody with a deep technical skill set which you bring to the table, and it requires somebody who understands the bigger picture, and you actually alluded to that in your commentary here this morning in response to Commissioner Fritz's question. So I think you're exactly the kind of person that we need for this board. I'm thrilled that you are willing to serve. As Mr. Walsh indicated, the remuneration isn't particularly good, and it's a really intense and important position. And what really makes this city go isn't what happens up here. It's what happens in the kinds of opportunities that you are taking your time and your energy and committing to the city as a whole. So thank you for that. I vote aye, and the appointment is very much gratefully approved. Thank you for your service. Thank you both for coming in.